do a show with a dog on my lap. Okay, we're putting it out there. To all of you, as a question, is it possible to do a show on Sound Art Radio with a dog called Trousers on my lap? Hello and good morning. You're listening to me, Judy Mullen, coming direct to you from the Keiko Show, the Cat Litter Room, Totnes HQ. Darren's in the house. The boiler consultant is with us. He's downstairs having toast, taking his clothes off, making himself at home. Well, you always take your jacket off when you come to a house. We've actually got a real live person in our household, apart from, as you know, Colin, Large and Martin, and then the dogs and cats. So this is quite it. Let's give him a few dings. They're the cake shop dings that, yes, a very long time since we've had a stranger over our threshold. So I hope you had a great bank holiday weekend and did lots of exercise and rushing about and throwing yourself in weather. We certainly got over to Ditz yesterday, and I got rather wet sitting in a restaurant. Yes, more about that. A restaurant? Oh my God. Let's have the Deep Dark Woods.
It's been 2 months and I'm sad. I wish I had, yes, my bride, the pains and gloom, things are bleak. I didn't even think of you once last week. I'm sitting here and I'm wondering what to do. Thinking about the night I've been my darling to do. I thought my love had faded.
Oh dear. Oh. Apparently that was a no-goer, strangely enough. It all went horribly silent. Anyway, hello to all our lovely listeners in Totnes. You have tuned in to 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, putting the C in community. So hello Dartington, hello out there to Totty and Dartington. Yes, and if you are further afield, perhaps you are in Magaluf or Tokyo or Melbourne. And it is possible, you know, we actually had listeners from Australia the other day. I mean, they were confirmed listeners. And then about several months ago, New York tuned in. You just never know who might be actually. Have you seen that map of the world where you can actually listen in to all the radio stations across the planet? Wow to that. So, yes, if you're in Chagford or Cardiff or Clevedon, then hello and a very warm welcome. We have got comedian Susie Bennett at 9.45 for a chat. In the meantime, let's have Kate Tempest, poet extraordinaire. Shall we have her?
The house opposite. Black gatepost with a concrete frog squatting on top of it. Through the hallway. Ancient wallpaper, nicotine gold. Up the stairs, rickety, loaded with history. Here, in the top flat, flowers on the windowsill, little breeze fluttering the petals as they stare out at the city streets. Gemma is awake. What woke her? Open eyes, street lights float slowly through broken blinds. She watches as the light plays across the tattered carpet, and she holds herself tight in the room's half darkness. It's cold. She wedges her hands underneath her armpits. It's 4:18, and Gemma's thinking. Before I was an adult, I was a little wreck. Peddling whatever I could get my grubby mitts on. Ketamine for breakfast, bad girls for drinking with. I gave them puppy dog eyes for the acid on their fingertips. Heads in the basement, lips without faces, getting feisty. Half-baked in the bakery, eating pastries. Desperate for a body who could save me. But I never really wanted what they gave me. Always wanted something else, sweating in the dough queue. Spitting like a villain in the pantomime. Old shoes, bad teeth, drinking in the rain with my ghost. Sitting in the back of the class, comatose. Villains on my back in the dark, hold me close. But you never held, I did some things I swore I'd never tell. That night you tried to kill me, run me down with your car in the snow. I didn't realize how far you would go. Every day I live, lives in the day I wake up in my My dreams are all screaming of fuck, but I'm fine now. Something remains, it's still pulling me. Yeah, my future is bright, but my past trying to ruin me.
Tried to change it, but I know.
Is it just a bit too early for Ketamine for breakfast?
I think so.
I thought, oh, let's have a little bit of Kate Tempest. But I think it's to do with having a dog on my lap. It's all going horribly wrong. Or horribly right, I don't know. I love Kate Tempest, but that was a little bit too early, isn't it? For kind of that, let's have a little bit of Katy Perry. She knows what to do, doesn't she? She knows how to get us through.
This was never the way I planned. Not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand. Lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you. Caught my
Katy Perry and her cherry chapstick. Oh, my giddy auntie. It's all gone a bit sort of exclusive, hasn't it? Gone a bit sort of Ketamine, a bit cherry chapstick, a bit over the top, really. Oh, thank God for Peter Shearn. Hello, Peter. You're nearly 60. Don't tell anyone, OK? But on the 12th of this month, Mr. Peter Shearn is having a big birthday. So I just thought that all the fabulous listeners who tune in to the Full Totnes Breakfast could send him a card. I'm definitely going. But at least he had sanity, whereas this cake shop has gone completely mad. But I do have the dog on my lap, and he is little trousers. But yesterday, when we were out and about and we had lunch at the Anchor Stone, which was rather fabulous in Dittisham, I saw an even smaller little dog, a little dachshund. It was so, so cute. Oh, my God. It was gorgeous. Really adorable. Had a little coat on. So I got a bit wet because, of course, it rained in Devon. And there's only so much cover at the Anchor Stone. But it was fine. I liked the weather. Here comes Birdie. Don't forget, we've got Susie Bennett, 9:45, our comedian. She's going to be telling us a few home truths.
Go.
Skinny Love. And I didn't actually announce the first song, which was the Mi Dia Bonito remix, the Latin Soul Syndicate. And what I loved about that piece of music was the extraordinary saxophone solo, which definitely goes out to our Bev, because she's a little bit of a whiz on the saxophone. And, come the 21st of June, she'll be getting out and giving it the large with her sax at St. Mary's, as will Mr. Peter Schoen, to the tune of Jazziant, I believe, unless it's the other version. I'll have to check. Meantime, we have got Funny Lady coming on, but let's have a little bit of poetry, shall we? Shall we have some poetry? I don't know.
It is hot in the tightly packed upstairs room. The windows are open as far as they can go, which isn't very far, rigged as they are to prevent people from leaping out through them. The slate stone choir stand close together, waiting, under the hot lights up on the small stage in front of the packed, warm-bodied audience. There is a hushed hubbub outside, people still delicately trying to talk their way in. A queue has formed, stretching down the street. "This lady was in front," says one, trying to make good her karma for having pushed in a moment ago. The time has come to sing, and the choir lets out the very first note, together, without any introduction. No warm-up, no preamble, there is nothing before this. They sing. They sing their slate song. The audience are rapt. Some think, if only I could sing as rock, to sing the tender song of slate. The choir sings, vibrating between being as rock and the knowing of the particle-thin cleave of sweet moment that is always about to be taken away. And yet, they do not fracture with it all. They hold together. The lone pianist, an instrument himself, plays. He plays strange and wondrous, even though he is now aware of the deep earth howls that are coming not only from the choir, but from the earth's mantle shifting beneath the building. He carries on, wide-eyed, wild-eyed. The voices begin to settle a little, now laying down achingly delicate traceries of strata, of tiny, almost imperceptible notes, transcribed so lightly the crowd barely notice the density. Few are aware that gravity itself is sentient. The choir raise, fold, arch voices over millennia before the open-mouthed. Bury your pasts, they sing. Erode them. Disturb your sediments. Change your sea levels. Let life form in you. And let liquid gold seep in, as it will do anyway, through your faults and fissures, veining with light your darkest of greys. The music builds up and up, and the cliffs they have made of themselves fall away, fall down into the waves below. Everything is changed. Everyone is rubble. Everyone is dust. Silence. Then applause. Everyone applauds. And they applaud more and more. Even the choir applauds. The pianist gathers himself and he too applauds. And they are all still there to this day, applauding.
Poet Susie David with Martin Seeger, composer and lyricist, writing music for her poetry. Thank you so much, Susie David. Let's have a little bit of Bobo Jenkins. Do you know Bobo?
Go. 16, she can do what you wanna do, Uncle Otto. Baby doll, you wanna go.
I just like the name Bobo Jenkins, really. I think it's got to do with stories about mice, Bobo Chops. Only those in the know about Bobo No Chops. It's time for more poetry, and we're going to have C Fret with Susie David.
There's something of the sublime today here at the beach. There's a C fret. The C fret is light-filled, so much so that breathing in is breathing in light. The air is a suspension of light, and in this moment, it's just decided to ever so slightly lift, which gives a sense of being airborne, or about to be airborne. I gasp a little as I'm describing the scene to you as I see it now. The sea is quietly listening and holding its breath. Each airborne water droplet is tenderly being held up without effort and without fear, and each is holding 10 times its own capacity of light. And this mist-cupped light is being inhaled by a scattering of onlookers. It's being taken inside them. It's illuminating everywhere, even where there is no light. The unlight. The C fret begins to blur, dissolve things. There goes the horizon. The horizon which can now no longer hold back the sea from the sky. They merge. They can't help it. It dissolves the rock faces, the stones jutting out of the sea, the cliffs, and all the land. Now it is dissolving all waves, all boats, all the people, and all their dogs chasing after sticks, dissolving in mid-air, mid-throw. Birds dissolve. All things dissolve, all mislaid things, all lost things dissolve, grudges dissolve, and all heartbreak dissolves. All regrets for things done or not done, said or not said, dissolve. All shame, all self-loathing for things said, all remorse, no matter how fleeting or tiny, is dissolved. It begins dissolving painful events that cringe and cower awkwardly in memories. It sets about dissolving it all and blurring it all simply with light.
C Fret by Susie David with Martin Seeger, composer and lyricist there, working in collaboration. Let's have a little bit of the Book of Fears. Ooh. This is called The Water Lets You In.
A young man goes out looking for the diamond. Before the water lets you in.
Like that watery connection with Susie David and C-Fret, and then The Water Lets You In from the Book of Fears. I could hear sounds from the outside world coming through. Maybe it's just the next tune. I don't know. No, it sounds from the outside world. So at 9:45, we've got Susie Bennett. Lots of Susies this morning. Susie David, Susie Bennett, all the Susies. But meantime, I think we should have Out of the Darkness, don't you?
I saw you in my mind when I was younger, and I grew older. And I saw you still. You'd stay close to me sometimes behind my shoulder when I was weary. Trouble would come. In my last defense, you tried to warn me. I did not know you. You were a demon to me. Your presence, it was a fear that lived inside me. It grew around me, then you would appear. Deep below the earth, I might have found you. High above the tower, I could not see. Deep below the earth, I might have found you. High above the tower, I could not see. I was dead and I was dying at your doorway. I did not see you, you did not. Between the years, I might have come to know you, but I don't own you. That much is clear. Deep below the earth, I might have found you. High above the tower, I could not see. Deep below the earth,
Matthew and the Atlas, Out of the Darkness, from the album Other Rivers. Loved his voice, absolutely loved that kind of velvety depth that he has. So I did have Little Trousers on my lap, and Little Trousers was, obviously he's decided he's going to be a lap dog, that's his future. And, you know, it is true because most of the time he hangs out in the garden and the kitchen. But because two of our other dogs, who are brothers, don't get on so well, there is a separation line. So Hero hangs out in the music room and Ralph hangs out with Trousers in the kitchen. But Little Trousers is very strong-minded. He has decided, no, he wants the whole house. So he now owns all of us. So this morning at about six-ish in the morning, he came running up the stairs and practically jumped on my head. And that's why he's now officially a lap dog. Oh, my God. Should we have a little bit of Out of Focus Cloud? I think it's time, don't you? For more Susie David. Let's see. No.
You pull yourself,
yes,
a distant cloud, close up in your lens. You can become a little grainy in photos, a little uncertain, a little coming apart. It can happen at social events when, say, a conversation gets you revealing a little too much of yourself and you feel exposed. Too exposed to risk drawing even more attention to yourself, to say goodbye politely, and leave. You can't just leave quietly, as you'd have to squeeze past that woman blocking the doorway. And that's just too much right now. So, there you are, stuck in a room, and you can't breathe, and the red wine tastes like vinegar, and you're wondering whether you are holding the glass a little too tightly, and will it break? And you know you're unconvincing as a cloud, let alone water vapour. Who would take you seriously? Your body feels leaden. And that's when it starts. It starts to rain. But it does this discreetly, inside. No one can see, but you're frightened they might be able to. And even though it is discreet and inside, it's quite an overwhelming thing. Like those heavy rain showers where everyone stops and takes notice because it's awesome. But this is happening inside you. And no one notices, thank God. And you have to carry on as if everything were normal. And you don't know how to do that. This is very difficult. You keep taking breaths, but no oxygen is coming in. Oh God, I can't breathe. You manage to make it out of there somehow. Can't quite remember how. The next time you go there, remember, take yourself out, far out, far away from everyone, out into the middle of the ocean, and rain. Simply rain. And it's okay. And rain till there's no rain left. Until the next time. It is hot in the tightly packed up...
Oh, that was Susie David wanting to carry on. Sorry, that was absolutely wonderful. The Out of Focus Cloud about a party. Loved it, loved it. Shall we have Like Dreamers Do, shall we? To take us up to the Susie Bennett time.
city. We can sail away like dreamers do, me and you. Let's take a train across the land. We'll choo-choo hand in hand, wave farewell like dreamers can and dreamers will. Don't be afraid of goodbye. I'll never leave you high and dry. No, no, no. Let's take a plane, better yet, helicopter into the sunset. Buzz, 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 the city sleeps. Dreamers dreaming dreams so sweet. Of daredevils hop and skip under the moon and under the stars like dreamers do. That's what we are.
Alina Mandel and Like Dreamers Do, let's go and fly a kite, she says. And why not? So building up to that moment when we call that woman who's in Plymouth, who makes us laugh, Susie Bennett. I wonder what sort of dreamer she is. We shall find out. But I've had a lovely time with you and listening to the poetry, words and voice of Susie David. That's put me in a very good space. So you listen to C-Fret and Slate Choir and the Out of Focus Cloud. I absolutely loved that the Out of Focus Cloud was about social gatherings. Obviously, that was written pre us all having to stay in and watch our P's and Q's. So what should we have as we wait for that moment? Would you like some... Would you? Yeah, thought so. Come on, Susie Bennett. You know what I love about calling people on Messenger is I don't have to remember any phone numbers or even find them. I can just do this thing of calling them. Well, this is good music for Susie Bennett, don't you think? I think it's time to get her on the line, actually. It is. It's that time. Ooh! Oh God. It's ringing.
Morning!
Oh my God. Have we got the Susie Bennett connection?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Susie Bennett. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm under my duvet because I've decided that's the most soundproof place to be, and that's the excuse I'm sticking to.
I love it that you're... Will you go back to sleep after our little session?
No, I'm going to make a strong coffee because today is weigh-in day. So a strong coffee and wait for a little while.
I see. I'm getting the picture. How is it all going on that front of your what do you call it? Weight Watchers no, it's not Weight Watchers, is it?
It's the other one.
It's the other one.
It's Slimming World.
It's Slimming World.
Well, it is going really well. I did lose 1 stone 3 pounds, and then the other week we had a barbecue for my mum's birthday, and there was wine and there was gin, and it lasted a couple of days, and then I found 4 pounds again. But I am confident that I've lost that 4 pounds this week, so I'm feeling all right.
Nice.
Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat.
Is that to do with Big Willie? So
that's for anybody who doesn't know, that's my boyfriend.
True, I'd forgotten about that concept. How is your gorgeous man?
Oh, he's lovely, bless him. He gave me a lift in the rain yesterday.
A what?
Bless him. I was in the rain yesterday, and I was stranded because it was bank holiday and the buses were every hour. So he came and picked me up and took me home, bless him.
Oh, what a good man.
The thing is, I've had my hair done this week. This is the one big thing that's happened this week. I finally got my hair done.
And your hair looks really glamorous.
Thank you very much. It did on the day, and then as soon as I washed it and tried to do it myself, it just wasn't quite the same because I've taken the plunge and had a fringe, and I've had to buy a round brush to try and style my fringe, but obviously I'm not as trained as the hairdresser, and it didn't quite go the same.
Uh-oh.
And then I went out in the rain with it, but luckily I did have a woolly hat on.
So actually... Tell me about this. Okay, it's transformation time, isn't it? Is this the biggest thing you've done since the unlocking?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I mean, I had a new tattoo.
Ooh.
I'm not sure if I told you about that last week.
I saw the picture of that, yeah.
Yes, I've had a lovely, big, bright, glamorous, fun tattoo of a retro swimming lady with a flowery hat on. And I've wanted it for ages. I was actually booked in for January. But obviously, because of lockdown, they had to postpone it. So the irony is, I've got a lovely swimming tattoo, but I can't go swimming for a couple of weeks. But I do love it, and I call her Lido Lil.
Aww.
Because I love going to the Lido. But the hair transformation was such a transformation that my nephew didn't recognise me on Saturday.
Honestly.
It was his sixth birthday, and I went round to see him. And I don't see him that often at the moment, but he got very confused and didn't know who I was. And I gave him a present, and it said from Auntie Susie, and his mum read it out to him, and he said, "Who's Auntie Susie?" And I went, "It's me." And I put my hand up, and he went, "Oh, I got confused." He said, "I got confused." And I said, "Is it because I look a bit different?" And he, bless him. But he was very happy with his light up Spider-Man trainers.
Oh, you are kind. You're a good auntie. You're a good auntie. So now tell me about your... Because I know you've been meandering out with the two other comedians. What's that been like, being out and about? Have you started your project?
Well, that's what we were doing last night. We actually braved the rain and the wind and went out and did our first dummy run with three guinea pigs, bless them. And we had these three young theatre workers, and they came along to be guinea pigs for our first comedy tour.
Eee.
And we honestly thought they were going to cancel because the weather was so bad yesterday.
So bad, yeah.
But they turned up and they were very willing and happy, and we went through our first go and we were really pleased with it, and they laughed in all the right places.
Yay.
And it was really fun, and that's when Big Willy picked me up after because it was raining. But it was really good. We're feeling very confident. And tonight we're doing it again. We've got a couple of other guinea pigs to run through. So I think we're a good team. One of the feedback they gave us last night was that we've got a great rapport between the three of us. And I think it's also because we've been doing so many Zoom gigs together.
Yeah.
We know each other's material off by heart, and we know what the other person's going to say, I think. And it's a shame because we won't be doing it as a threesome the whole time in the summer. We're going to be taking in turns, but we do enjoy doing it together. We are the dream team. Dream team.
Oh, you'll just do it in your own sort of gig sort of thing? You could just be on
your
own?
Yeah, we've all got our own sort of... We've got a main script, and we've got our own little bits of material and our little jokes that we put in. And we kind of give each other cues at the moment. But in the summer, hopefully, we'll be busy and we'll be doing them... You know, hopefully we'll get a lot of people coming along, and sometimes other people won't be free, so we'll take it in turns. But it's nice at the moment because we've got each other to back up, but it's a bit scary to do it on our own, but I'm sure we'll be all right.
It's so brave, Susie Bennett. It is so incredibly brave to just go out there, but I think it's really good training ground, isn't it? So if you're brave enough to do that, then you're kind of brave enough to do anything, really.
Yeah, I guess so. I think I was lucky because when I worked as a holiday entertainer, I used to take people out on walks. When I was in Corfu, I used to take them on a walk to the local vineyard and to the local bee farmer and stuff like that. So I always had that. I could chat to them on the way. So I've done that before, but it's different doing it in your hometown, I guess, where you're going to have onlookers, because last night we did have some onlookers, some unexpected guests. There was a lady shouting randomly at us, and you know, but we have got that covered because we've got a bingo card with things you might see in Plymouth, and everyone gets a different one. So you get to tick off the different pasty shops and certain things you see in Plymouth. And Christian said, oh, did anyone have that lady on their bingo card? No? Okay, let's move on. So you are going to get randoms, but I suppose that's the charm of Plymouth.
That's the way to handle it. So
it's
tell
in
me
the disclaimer
about,
as well.
tell me about
see
that
some local
weather.
Characters.
Yeah, that's true. Tell me about that weather you had, because we were in Dittisham and it was all fine and dandy, and then suddenly this wind came and the rain, and we'd actually decided to eat sort of nutcases and go to lunch at the Anchorstone in Dittisham. And so although it's partially covered, I was sitting there kind of eating calamari, getting rained on from, and I was like, ooh. They said, oh, do you want to change places? I said, no, I'm quite enjoying the weather.
Yeah.
What's it like?
We're
I would
British
imagine.
And we're here and we're allowed to sit outside, so we're going to do it. There were some people, where we were meeting for the tour, there were some people sitting outside having a drink.
Yeah.
And then after the tour, we said, oh, let's go there and have a coffee. But they were locking up, so I think they'd given up.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then we went to a local student bar, which was absolutely packed. And people were sat there drenched. And there was booming music. And we went and sat down. I got my tissues. I mean, being the only woman, of course, I've got a packet of tissues in my bag. So I got my tissues out, wiped off the seats for everyone. We sat there and the music was booming. People were loud, and we sat there for sort of 5 minutes and realised they didn't have coffee and tea on the menu and said, should we just go? So we left. But yeah, I just said, if I was a student, I'd probably like say, let's all go into someone's room and drink some cider from cans. Rather than, you know, but they were sitting there in the rain, determined to be out.
But it's quite... I mean, I haven't been to Plymouth that much, but what my memory of Plymouth is that it's very jaunty, and there's lots of kind of lovely bars on the riverfront, on the waterfront, and actually it has a kind of party feeling to it, I would say. Is that your experience of Plymouth?
Yeah, I mean, I moved away for years, and when I came back, there's just so many new bars and pubs popped up. You just can't keep up with it. I mean, at the moment as well, you turn around and suddenly there's a new hipster coffee house where but yeah, there is a lot of that. I mean, I'm old now, so I don't really go out clubbing.
You're old.
I'd rather go to the pub with my friends and be able to chat to each other, you know, rather than have the booming music over me. So I don't really go in the club areas. But yeah, there's nightlife. I mean, the big main strip was Union Street, which is kind of not as popular as it was now. There's a few boarded up places, and there's a lot of sort of now it's kind of moved further uptown. You've got your more hipstery places, and people go to the waterfront.
Yeah, that's
which is a lovely night out.
Yeah, it's
in
gorgeous.
Fact, if you want, I mean, we were featured on the TV. There was a show called Call the Cops. I don't know if you saw that. It was a documentary filming the police, and they did Devon and Cornwall Call the Cops, and the nightlife of the Barbican was featured quite heavily. There's one particular episode with a man with a rather lovely neck tattoo, and he was being dealt with by the police on the Barbican seafront. So,
you're famous. You're out there. Do you know what? We have run out of time. Doesn't it go really, really quickly? Susie Bennett, thank you so much for coming. I'm so pleased you were under the duvet for us and checking and telling us all about the weekend and all of that. So we'll speak again next week. But thank you so much for coming on KCOL Show. All the best.
Have a wonderful week.
And you too. Loads of love, Susie.
Bye.
Telling us all about her little rehearsal. Yay to Susie Bennett. I love it that she's starting these independent sort of comedy experiences out for punters on the road. Yay, that's what I love. Let's have a little bit of Kate Tempest to take us out. And Lonely Days. Thank you, Susie Bennett.
Grew up in a city where it's hard to be heard, and nothing really has much meaning. once he never fixed it. Sits there in his chest with his arms crossed through it. Becky had her heart broke twice, she won't risk it again. She don't wanna see her heart get ruined. And now she's on her way to wash up and take the orders for spaghetti at Giuseppe's, the cafe on the corner. She did the night shift too and Matthew's at the sauna. She's putting herself through uni, it's hard work. But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. But will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. Now have you thought about retail? Yes, fine with me. Oh, and I can see here that you have a degree. Yes, SP, and international relations. Great, let's see if Primark has space for a placement. Becky clears up from the lunch rush, crushed by the blank eyes. Impolite customers frosting their damp fives into a palm. She thinks there ain't no harm in being civil, though, is there? He folds up his job form, gets up from his chair. The next person sits down with a similar air of dejection. He walks out, heads in the direction of the cafe on the corner for a coffee and some headroom. And then this guy comes in, the first customer to close the door behind him. For that alone, she likes him. He sits at the table by the window, reading, half smiling. His hair's messy and his eyes are shining. Say he just stares blankly, picks up his change, fiddles with his spoon, and as he leaves the cafe, he's consumed with force of her, wishing that he got up the guts to try and talk to her. Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. It's Becky's mate's birthday, they're out for the night. Now Becky's mate is a nightmare type. She flirt with anyone, scream at the top of her voice. But it's her birthday, so Becky don't really have a choice. He sees her in the queue, he doesn't know what to do. She's more beautiful than he remembers. Then she says, all right. And he tries to say something funny but stutters, and now he feels like a muppet. Flush. Inside it's the usual scene. They're dancing at the bar, waiting to get served. Becky's mate screaming about something absurd, and they're all fake laughing, even though nobody heard. So now he's hunting round the room, staring into every booth. The back of every head could be hers, it's no use. He stops by the bar, thinking man, I'll never find her. And then he realises that he's standing beside her. She stands there awkward, his eyes are as loud as the bass. And she can recognise something in his face. She scribbles down a number, lingering glance. And she lets herself think, maybe this could be her chance. But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. Forever, these are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times.
I just want to thank Susie Bennett coming on the show today. Thank you, Plymouth. And I had this thought, wouldn't it be amazing to do comedy for kids? Her talking about her nephew. But we're coming to the end of the show. So thank you to Susie David, to Susie Bennett, and see you tomorrow. Ta-ra!